be on 93 by now, Carla.
Unit on Highway 93, we need you to pull over. Unit on Highway 93, pull over.
God, he's not answering up, huh?
I-70, that's empty unit.
In a patrol car?
Are you in a patrol car? If you are, pull over. He's stopping, Susan.
Okay.
Is that him?
All right, tell him I'll meet him at one of those points there.
Is he pulling over?
I'm not that far up yet.
Okay.
I'm stuck at the frickin' light.
Okay.
Okay, so, thank you much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
How can I help you?
It's Carolyn Duran from ABC News.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give me your name and number, and we'll have one of the officers or lieutenants in here give you a call as soon as they get off the phone.
Okay.
They're trying to field press calls at the same time.
Okay, this is the ABC Network in New York calling.
Okay.
We'd like to have you do an interview with one of our anchors. It'll either be Peter Jennings or Bob Jamison. I'm not sure who.
Okay. Bob who?
Or Bob Jamison. I don't know who's going to be the anchor sitting
okay.
in the chair. It's the telephone number. I'm the person that they're going to speak to first.
Okay.
And my name's Carolyn Duran. 212-456.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you four roll numbers. 3802, 3806, 3807, or 3808.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anyone else available now because we're on the airline?
Not at this second, no. Well, I'll try to get a hold of somebody, fly somebody down here momentarily.
Okay. Can you give me some information now?
To be honest with you, I really don't have any. All I know is that it's Columbine High School and we had a shooting. That's it.
Can you confirm that there are 8 students that were hit?
No, I cannot. I can't confirm anything. I'm not working the radios. I'm trying to help out here on the phone.
Okay. Is there anyone there that can...
If you can hold on a minute, I'll have them call you right back.
Okay. You want me to hold on?
No, go ahead and hang up and I'll have them call you back.
All right.
Okay?
How long?
I don't know, ma'am. We'll get them to have call you as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Joella.
Uh-huh.
I need all victim advocates
all right,
brought in. And we need them to go to Leawood Elementary. We're gonna be setting up things for parents and kids and all of that there.
Leawood Elementary, give me an address, honey. I don't have my Sarah stuff with me anymore.
Okay. Let me get it here. I need to find out what Douglas County has offered their victim advocates, so I need to know if they want them to go to.
All righty, honey. I need to get in touch with Karen. Karen and Danielle are already down at Columbine Library.
Okay.
All righty. Do you want me to call these people out, or do you want me to get in touch with her?
Get in touch with her, see how many she fills up. We have so many people.
I know, sweetheart. You have an address?
See how she wants to do.
Yeah.
The address for Leawood is 6155 West Leawood Drive.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take Karen right now.
And call me back at 5533 and let me know about Douglas County.
Is this Tina?
This is Karen.
Karen, honey, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You got it, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Patrol.
Hey, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Is that the captain? Where did he...
Yes, he called me.
Okay.
Yes.
The reserves, I let him know about the reserves.
Right, and I did too, because
okay.
I didn't know if he had talked to you yet, so I guess we got double info, so we're okay.
That's okay.
Okay?
And so you'll have to keep proof, right?
Right, I'll go ahead and call him and tell him that we're okay for now.
Also, I called Westminster, and I called Golden. I'm going to call Broomfield, Arvada, and Wheatridge to see if they'll... handle our call load as they come in.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. And I'm in the process of calling in swings, and I'm going to have them deploy here. So, I don't know. I guess one of the supervisors get with me as soon as I get everybody in.
Okay.
All right. Call me if you need anything.
Okay. Just bye.
Thanks, bud.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi. This is CNN calling from Atlanta.
Yes.
Is there anybody there that can give me some quick, basic information on the shooting?
Okay.
I'm wondering, for instance, if anybody has any info on how many students were shot, or how many?
It's still ongoing, sir. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
We have been able to transport some students to hospital.
Can you give me a sense of how many have been to the hospital?
That I don't know, sir.
So it's more than one, anyway?
More than one student has been transported, yes.
Okay. And nobody is dead yet, right?
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
And do you think it's two inside, or do you know for sure?
Students are still inside.
What?
The students are still inside.
inside?
Yes, there are.
Do you know how many or some sense of it?
No, we don't, sir.
Okay. I thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
What?
Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Who just?
This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, is Al Voorhees around down there?
No, he's not.
He's not.
No, he's at lunch right now. Who's this?
This is Sergeant Bowman with dispatch. I'll call Central Control.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Do you have an emergency?
Are they calling us in that? Are they calling people in early?
Might as well just get here.
Okay, I'm going to go suit up. I'm at the store. I'm going to go home and get dressed, and I'll come in.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Steve Pagers, 851-0755. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Do you have an emergency?
No, I don't, and I know you guys are dealing with one. Just wondering if Deputy Steve Davis was around.
He is at the scene.
Okay, I'm calling the Today Show at NBC. Wondering who, if possible, you guys might be putting out to talk about this tomorrow morning.
You'll have to speak with Steve. I can give you his pager number.
That would be wonderful.
803-851-0755.
Is he in charge?
He's the press and the information deputy. Public information deputy.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you
he'll be the one who'll be handling the press then.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Bye. Central Geimer.
Hey, what's up?
How much?
Sergeant Baldwin in dispatch.
Yes.
Hey, per the command post up here in dispatch referenced the Columbine High School incident. I don't know if you're aware of it.
Yes.
We need a detention deputy to be sent immediately to R1 schools to pick up blueprints for Columbine High School and bring them to dispatch. Per your captain.
Okay, do you want to speak to her?
Sure. Get that right away. Hold on. Okay.
David 12, number.
Okay.
can find the damn thing, okay?
Well, hold on. I gotta come in here. Just so you know, Rich,
yeah.
While you're driving down there, our suspect who's supposed to still be in the school shooting people
uh-huh.
is wearing, his 18-year-old wearing all black. That's all we have at this point.
Is this a sheriff's guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But he's supposed to still be trying to make entry into a food prep area where there's a bunch of kids and teachers.
Okay. When you get it, just get it to me on the radio, okay?
What's your call sign going to be?
David 11.
David 11.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, bye.
Any idea how many students successfully got out?
No, I don't.
We just heard a student talking with KMGH-TV on the telephone describing the suspects as two guys, two students called the Trench Coat Mafia. Can you confirm for us that the suspects could possibly be students that attended this high school?
We believe that they are students who have attended the high school, and we're working on suspect information.
The other information the student gave was that they wear black to school all the time and that they are, quote, getting revenge for being made fun of all the time. Have you heard anything about a possible motive or just what the student said?
Nothing on that yet, ma'am.
All right. What can you tell us about the numbers of students that are actually injured and have been transported from the school?
I know we have had students transported to hospital already. I don't know the numbers on that.
There was also conflicting information about the kinds of weapons the students are believed to have used. Can you give us any more information on that?
From the shots that I heard when I was on the telephone with one of the teachers, it was just sound like automatic weapons.
Automatic weapons. The student also reported that she or he saw a pipe bomb. Any talk about that?
I don't have information on that.
As you no doubt know, in one of these crises, the reports are all over the place.
Yes.
Described seeing these gunmen actually throw some grenades into a hallway. Have you heard that?
We've heard of that, but I don't know if that's true or not yet.
And apparently we're also told by the student Jason, who was a witness to the shooting,
mm-hmm.
that these gunmen entered into the library where kids were actually having lunch. Is that where you're told a number of students?
I was on the line with one of the teachers who was in the library, and there were multiple shots fired in that area.
Did these students, we must confirm again that, we must make clear that we think these students may be suspects. Did the teacher tell you if these students said anything before they apparently opened fire on other students?
I don't know that.
And give us a sense of how many people are involved in this operation now. We know the sharpshooters are coming in from Denver, and then you have other help in the metro area.
Yeah, there's quite a few agencies that are helping out. They're doing a great job.
And have they completely cordoned off this area surrounding the school now?
From the information that I have, I believe that they have.
And to your knowledge, have any of these sharpshooters been able to enter the school?
That knowledge I don't have at this time.
And what can you tell us about the kind of information you're going to try to provide to families, of course, who are in a state of panic?
I believe they have a line set up already that parents can phone in on.
Okay, and is there any other information you were able to get us that we have not covered so far?
Not at this time, ma'am.
All right. Renee Appley, we know how crazy it is there right now. We really appreciate your joining us on the telephone to try to clear up some of the conflicting information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Jefferson County 911, what's your emergency?
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that my daughter, who's at Combine, did call from the library. I don't know if you know who's where, but there are a bunch of students still in the library.
We know there's a lot of students in the library, ma'am.
Okay.
If she calls you back, tell her to stay down and stay away from windows.
Oh, God, I didn't think of that. Okay.
All right. If you have her cell phone and you want to call her back.
What's the number in the library?
I don't know.
Oh.
Was she on her cell phone or was she on a...
I don't know.
Okay. Well, right now, we're aware that there are students in the library.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jefferson County 911.
What?
Yeah.
This is Kevin. I'm on my way in to help you out with your phone.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Communication, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, I need to talk to Carla real fast again, please.
She's busy as the one on paper hanger, Judy. What
can I know she is.
I know.
She's trying to get somebody on the radio for me so I can ride down there with them since I couldn't get into dispatch before and didn't know where I'm supposed to be.
Carla, I've got Judy Wolf on 25.
Yes.
She.
I don't see him. Where is he? I don't see him. Where is he?
I'm trying to get in touch with the number so I can find out what's going on in Columbine.
One moment.
Just get yourself to see an emergency.
Sorry, yeah,
one moment. Okay, and your name again?
This is John McGreenwood.
McGreenwood?
Yeah.
I think Greenwood Village wanted to know if you need any help whatsoever.
Okay. Is there any way we can get a name and a number? We do need somebody we can call and get
yeah.
you guys?
Yeah, it's 486.
family still there?
Okay.
I'm still with you. We are really, really busy right now, and I'm trying to help some other people also that are in the school with you, so I didn't forget about you, okay? All right?
Where he is. deputy right now. It is doing the PR, and I can have the poll yet. I don't have anybody currently at this time. Can I have them call you back? What's your name? Caroline Dowd. Okay, and... Uh-huh. 7250 CBS Radio. Okay. Thank you, Caroline. Who's taking the PID messages? Who's taking the PID messages? I've got my own problems. I got two teachers on the line. I got six children. I've got one of my other child.
Evacuating.
Okay, we'll see if Irwin Security can handle the alarm.
And as far as buses, we are trying to get buses down.
Okay, just to confirm, do we have buses that are going down there into the area at all?
You know, I haven't heard from the bus terminals at all.
Okay.
We'll call them and find out.
Hang on just a second for me. Okay, you guys need to keep the blueprints there, because we've got some, we've got somebody going there.
Okay.
809 Quail, building number 7. 809 Quail, building number 7. Yeah, building 7. Okay. Who's going to have them right there so we can get to our sergeant?
We are all standing in the dispatch office.
Okay.
We're all right here. So,
and what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
And we'll just watch for them.
They're in the dispatch office.
Contact Lisa.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have control over the alarms down there at Columbine?
Fire and security?
Yeah. Do you have any way of shutting them off?
Are the fire alarms going off?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I do not think that we just... Okay, we will do that now.
Okay, great, because it's interfering with people on scene.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get it covered from here.
Okay, as far as buses, let me check on that.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay,
we're still checking. Just on the down
one. On the bowl to Leewood.
Bowl to Leewood and stay right there.
The bowl to, what is that first turn? East of
Okay.
You're not letting any buses out?
We need the buses to go Bowles.
Take Bowles to Leewood and Pierce.
And it's the first block east, or the first block. He's at the back way into.
East side of Leewood Elementary.
Okay, the east side of Leewood Elementary.
Okay,
so the first street east of Pierce that goes in the back way.
The first street east of Pierce that goes in the back way to Leewood. Do you need them right away?
Do we need them down there right away? The buses?
Yeah,
down there right away.
Right away. Yeah.
And just so you guys know, in case anyone asks you, we are setting up a...
Hold on just a second, I'm sorry.
That's okay. English room, we now have kids. Do you have that one down? Okay,
so you want to, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Okay, we are setting up Leewood Elementary as a place for students and parents to go. And we are sending victim advocates over there in case any of your people are asked about that.
Okay, and you want to go which way? I'm sorry.
Okay, take Bowles.
Okay.
And you want to come in on the east side of Leewood Elementary.
Okay. We are going to need two buses.
However many you think you need down there.
We are going to need at least two buses to take east of Pierce.
East of Pierce.
East of Pierce to get in the back way to Leewood Elementary. This is for transporting parents and victim advocates.
The buses are for the kids, so just so you know that we're going to have parents and victim advocates down there.
Okay, sorry, we've got our boss running.
That's okay.
Megan, I'm sorry, we are going to need that to run students. The buses will be for the students, so however many you think you need, take the back way, take Pierce to come in on the east side of Leewood.
Littleton, go ahead.
This bus is going to transport students out of Leewood.
The copy will do that at 12:37.
Hey, Lieutenant, we got 9 News on the phone with a kid inside the school telling the kid to run for his life.
What do you got on the phone now?
This is is R1. Littleton just gave me that over clear.
Okay,
okay, I think that's it for now.
Okay, great. Bye.
What's happening at Columbine High School?
Okay, sir, how can I help you?
I
don't really have a lot to say, truth.
I understand there's been a shooting.
Yes, sir. And that's about all I can tell you.
We don't know where or...
All through the building.
All through the building?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you recommend that a parent of a student...
Just stay put.
How do I find out?
Don't go to the school. We'll let people know as soon as possible. We have children within the school that are still hiding in the school. And as soon as we secure the area, we'll start bringing
them out.
Has the
gun been caught or no?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I could be of more help to you, but I just don't know, sir.
Okay. Can I call this number back?
You might want to give us about an hour.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, hon. I know you guys are really busy down in the Chatfield area, but you guys had an explosion on Wadsworth and Chatfield.
Yeah.
And, hon, I pulled up on that, and I'm the one that called the explosion in.
Okay.
There was a guy that came out from underneath, you know, that little waterway type thing?
Uh-huh.
He came out from underneath that, but he seemed to be like, it was really weird because he came out right after the explosion.
Okay.
Like he was standing there watching it.
Okay.
Now, I have a description of him, but he was one
what
of the guys
wearing.
He had a dark blue shirt on, a pair of tan shorts, and a fanny pack, dark brown hair, and a mustache.
What color was this one?
Like a light tan.
Okay.
You know, I'm sitting here at Gunther Tootie's right now, kind of watching the helicopters and everything, and when, you know, we have a house right down there on Wadsworth and Sheffield.
Right.
But this guy, you know, it was kind of weird because my husband and I...
Huh?
Your name? Sandy
Koch.
K-O-C-H.
Okay, do you have a number, Sandy? Because I'm probably going to have a deputy call you back references.
Okay,
yeah,
I never
went out on that, and I don't know who did, and we are just slammed right now.
Okay, it's 349-0383.
Okay.
Or, if they need to call me later on tonight, I'll be at 697-6761. You guys come up to my house all the time because
okay.
We're on the shoot.
Okay.
Now, is there any way we can get down Bowles?
I'm sorry,
you know yet.
Is there a way?
Can we go down Bowles?
I don't know yet. I honestly don't know. We've got so much going on right now. And
I've been watching
dispatchers, and they're really busy. So
okay, yeah. You know, I would recommend staying away from the area.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just stay at Gunther Tootie's then.
Okay. Good.
Just so it clears up. But
okay.
I wanted to call you guys in and mention that because it just you know my husband and I were eating dinner and it just seemed real funny that he just came all of a sudden came out.
Okay.
You know, and started helping put out this fire.
Okay.
You know, there's not a path there to jog on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Can Sheriff's Office give an emergency?
Nope.
Just can Sheriff's Office give an emergency?
Just real quick. Jay Golden, real quick.
Yeah.
I have the principal from the Sherry Hill Christian School.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if you would suggest that we're doing a lockdown at the school. He's at University in Highlands Ranch Road.
Are we doing a lockdown at the school?
Yeah, he wants to know whether he should do a lockdown at the school because he's heard on TV what's going on.
That's up to him.
Okay, I'll phone that.
Okay.
Okay, do we have suspects already?
We do have, it's hard to say. We kind of know who they are, but I don't know if they're in custody yet.
Okay, so I'll let him know it's up to him.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Notification, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark, this is Bob, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, Mark.
I don't know whether you've heard about our shooting down in Columbine High School.
Yes, we did.
Do you have any armored vehicles?
Hang on a second.
Just
hang on, we're going to get the shift supervisor.
Okay.
And it's just take 10, 15 seconds. Hang on.
Okay.
Hi, this is
Tyler. This is Tyler.
call the captain for security. He's on extension
303-966-7885. 7885?
Okay,
thanks. Hi, this is Barbara over at Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Do you have any armored vehicles?
Do you have any armored vehicles?
Yeah, you heard about our shooting at Columbine High School?
No.
Okay, we've got 8 students down and we've got a master from inside the building.
No, we don't have any vehicles.
Okay. Well, okay, thanks.
Who is this again?
Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
What was going on with this?
We kept shooting at Columbine High School. We've got 8 students shot inside the building. We've got a gunman inside.
Okay. We'll see if we might be able to locate him.
Okay. Just contact the Sheriff's Department, 277-0211.
277-0211. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
What is your emergency?
Columbine High School is under an attack right now.
Yes, sir. We're aware of that.
Okay, well, my son is in a school. We just called him.
Uh-huh.
He said get in touch with somebody out on Pierce Street, a police officer. I can give you his page number. You can get to the phone.
Okay.
The school doesn't know what to
do. Okay. What's your son's page number?
Okay, his page number is 251-3585.
Okay, now if you can get a hold of your son, tell him to remain inside the school, remain down, away from the windows. If you want to respond to Leeward Elementary, sir, we are evacuating the students out of Chatfield.
Okay.
Okay. Your son was okay? He was not hurt?
He's in a school right now.
I understand that. Was he injured?
No.
We're trying to get to all of the injured people. Tell him to stay where he's at then and stay hidden.
So he's still under an attack?
Yes, sir. The school is still under attack.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
We're trying to get everyone moved.
Well, you have his number. If you need to call him, I guess he has access to a phone. Right?
Okay, well, if you can page him and tell him to stay right there, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have an emergency?
This is Nancy Gardner's wife. I just want to find out if he's okay.
We talked to him. I believe he is. I'm not real sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Can you hold on a minute? Let me see if I can find out.
Okay, thanks.
Just extra holding.
Yes, this is Barb Bounds. I'm a campus supervisor at Chatfield High School.
Yes.
We have everybody locked down here. We do have a car that tried to pull up into the parking lot. We turned it away. It's now parked across the street and not leaving. It has two juveniles in it who are not students here. If anybody's available, I'd like for them to go contact them.
Okay. Is it Chatfield High?
Yeah, and they're across the street on Fremont at
okay,
the
light. Hold on just a minute.
Okay, you still there?
Yes, we are.
How did the siren go off? Oh, I can hear it again still. Faculty member, there's there's nobody else in there that's hurt, is that correct?
Of it, if we need to hook anything out of there real quick, we'd like your guys available.
Okay, and what's going on?
We've had a shooting at Columbine High School.
Oh, wow.
And it's still going on.
Okay, so you want two fellows there right now?
Just to go to Southwest Plaza and just sit there and wait for us.
Right.
And Howard George wants to handle it later as far as the billing goes. If he wants to charge us by the hour or whatever, that's fine. But
okay,
the thing is, if we need him, we're going to need him fast.
Right, and you need two trucks.
Right.
Okay.
And just have him go to Southwest Plaza, set up, and wait for our call, please.
All right, sure. Well, and your name?
Carpenter.
All right, Carpenter. Thank you.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just be sure, son.
Hello, I'm Tony from the Canadian Television regarding the school shooting.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone available for a small, short interview? Or?
Hold on just a minute.
Thanks.
Detective Kenny Sheriff's office. Yes, hi. Can I speak with somebody in your PR department who's not at the scene of the shooting?
He is our only deputy right now that is doing the PR, and I can have him call yet.
Is there anyone else who can talk to us? I'm calling from CBS Radio.
I don't have anybody currently at this time.
Okay.
Can I have him call you back?
Yes, that'd be great.
What's your name?
It's Caroline Dowd.
Caroline Dowd?
Right.
Okay, and
17-787-7250.
7250. CBS Radio?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
Communications, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, it's Diane. We're on scene. I'm going to try and find a command unit, and I should be able to take Channel 1 from you here shortly.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Bye.
The Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Yes. This is Sergeant Collins, Denver.
Yes.
I need to know is where your command post is. Leawood and Pierce.
Leawood and Pierce, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Communication, Cindy.
Hi, it's me again.
Yeah.
That deputy that's supposed to be giving me a ride just flew by me cold while I'm honking my horn and everything at the moron.
Hang on a second.
Getting on 470 now.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Carla's got the phone again.
Where are you? I'm getting on 470. He just blew past me. I'm honking my horn and everything, and he doesn't know it's me in a red Cavalier. And of course, now he's probably about 285 and 470. But just tell me how to get in there, and I'll just go directly there.
Respond to Pierce, and then take a right on that. Take a left onto Leawood.
Left?
South on Pierce to Leawood. And that's where the command post is set up. That's where Victor 1 is, command post.
Okay, so I'm going to go down both. Pierce? I want to go down Pierce?
Yeah.
Okay. So go north on Pierce and then west on Leawood?
No, yeah, you want to go south on Pierce. Pierce doesn't go north.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah?
Oh, I see what you mean. And they're going to take me right by the school?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Hopefully you won't go that.
That's north of the school.
All righty. All right.
Thank you.
Much.
Sorry to keep bugging you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay,
Sheriff's Office?
Hi, this is CNN calling from Atlanta again.
Yes.
I might have talked to you earlier.
Yes, sir.
You're very helpful. I appreciate it.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, we have reports from the scene that say there are 8 kids being treated right on the school grounds.
Okay.
I would assume it's in addition to the ones you say are being transported to the hospital.
Probably.
And do you say there's still kids in the school? Are they the ones trapped in the cafeteria?
We've got them in numerous locations.
Okay. And still think it's 2 or more shooters?
At least 2, sir. Yep. I have to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, ma'am. I got just one question on this high school shooting.
Yes.
What's to prevent these kids from taking this stuff off and walking out? My daughter was questioning on that.
What do you mean?
Well, they're in trench coats and masks. And a couple of kids that ID'd them by their faces, I mean, I know they're not going to be hanging around there. And what's going to prevent these guys if they're...
As far as we know, they're still in the building, and we have the building surrounded.
I know, but I mean, what's going to prevent them from taking the trench coats off and just looking like students?
I don't know, ma'am.
You know?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. They're doing what they can.
I know.
You okay?
No.
Where's your daughter? Where's your son?
They don't go to that school, but it's just...
I know. We're all feeling it here.
You know, I mean, it's not like they're in school or anything.
I know.
It's hurt. I know. I just don't want to see these guys get away with this.
Well, ma'am, if we can prevent it, they won't.
Oh, God, I hope you guys
can. Okay.
I wish I could do
needs any help, I'll be happy to come down and help him.
You got a number, Dan?
I do.
I think he's probably going to need help. I got Deputy Bob Baker here taking some of the calls, but I probably answered probably 10 phone calls for Steve.
I bet. I'd be more than happy to either come to the Sheriff's Department or down there.
Dan, and what's your number, Dan?
908-8911.
8911?
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Dan Harris?
Meyer.
Oh, Meyer, sorry.
And I'd be more than happy. I'm the PIO for Westminster, and more than happy we get three of us.
Okay. I'll let him know that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Communication, Cindy.
Honey, I need Karen.
Okay, she's very busy. What can I do for you, Joelle?
Honey, she told me I've got somebody else calling me over here.
Okay.
512.
All right.
Bye. Let me answer that.
Oh, well, she's... What can I do for you?
All right. We were told by Karen
that
we had to respond to Leawood Elementary All Advocates.
Correct.
All right. Kit Bush told my Karen and Danielle to wait there at Columbine Library.
No, they want them over at
Leawood
Elementary. That's what the commanders in here want.
The commanders, that's what with you.
Uh-huh.
And who's in there with you?
I've got Potter who's directing this situation from here.
You got it, honey. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry, Jeff.
Hi, Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, this is Bud. Can you get a message to whoever's directing traffic at Coal Mine and Pierce?
Let me put you over to Kathy. Hold on.
All right.
I got radio shop.
Good afternoon, radio maintenance. This is Helen.
Helen, this is Karen over in dispatch.
Uh-huh.
We've got this incident going on and we're having radio problems. We need the base to check them, please.
Okay, sir, can you check the dispatch is having radio problems? Can you check the system that has problems? Which channel?
1 and 2. 1 and 2?
Okay, you're going to answer right now.
Thanks, Helen.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Gary 911, what's your emergency?
Hi, this is Jacob. I'm at high school. We were told to call us through the bed.
Okay, you were inside the building?
We were outside during the shooting.
Okay. Hold on just a minute.
We were told that we're inside the building when the shooting went on the building. You want them to get a legal search? We're inside the building when they were being shot at.
Okay, I want you to go to Leawood Elementary School. Do you know where that's at?
Yeah.
Okay, there'll be people over there to talk to you, all right? They'll be hurt, are they? No one's hurt, are they?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, go on over to Leawood Elementary.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I go to Columbine High School.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening right now. You guys need anything or whatever?
Do we need anything?
Yeah, because the 319 News told me to call, so...
Who told you to call?
Nine News
told you to call? Where are you? Are you in the school?
No, I'm at my house right now.
Okay.
But they're just telling people to call to go to Columbine. So.
Okay. We don't need anything. What we need is if you see any of the students,
yes.
Don't let them go back there, okay?
All right?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
They're supposed to call in?
We're supposed to call into the police office or something.
Okay, are you locked down in the school and okay?
We're not. We're out.
Are you okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Steve Davis, please. 1 moment. Yes, sir? Where are you in the school?
I saw.
I know, but where are you right now? Okay, where is home? Okay, you're at 6527 West Cleaver?
Yes.
And what is your name?
John.
John? Okay, John, you stay home and stay close to the phone, okay?
Right.
Thank you.
Just County Sheriff's Office.
That is a student from Coleman High School.
Yes.
I was calling to tell you that we were okay.
Okay, are you in the school or out of the school?
We are out of the school.
Okay.
At home.
All right.
They just said that, just to call the school.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm a Columbine High School student.
Uh-huh.
I was in the choir room, and I left, and some kids went into the office, and they're there. They didn't leave the school.
Okay, so
the office in the choir room.
The office in the choir room.
It's right up the stairs.
Okay. Are you injured?
The office, and they locked the door.
Okay. Are you injured at all?
No.
Okay. How many kids were in the choir room? Do you know?
Several, like 30.
30?
And I heard a report on the news. Those guys are going around stocking for kids.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to listen to what the news says, okay? The news is putting out wrong information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to stay put. Do you know who these guys are that came into the school and started shooting?
I didn't see them, but...
Okay. All right. Okay, we're trying to get to them. Thank you for calling.
They're right up the stairs.
Okay.
They're in that room.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
King County 911. Jefferson County 911. Julie, you're going to have to speak up. I cannot hear you. It's a mess in here.
We're from Combat High School. They told us to call here and tell you guys our names if we're students.
If you're students?
Yeah.
Are you in the... Where are you now?
We're at our house. They told us to call and, like, read our names.
Who told you that?
The news did.
Okay. Let me... So you're in a house and you're okay, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let me put something in my ear here so I can hear because I got a lot of background noise, right there?
Okay.
Okay, what is your name?
Emily Honeycutt.
Okay, what are their names?
Amy Aaron.
Amy what?
Amy Aaron.
Amy?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Aaron.
A-A-R-O-N?
Yes, correct.
Hello?
Jamie M.
Spell it for me. Okay. I'm really sorry. This is such a mess here. Could you spell the last name for me one more time? A-H? Like Adam Henry?
R.
R-E? S-S? M-S? Like Mary Sam? Huh? I really can't understand you, dear. Alright, it's A-H like Adam Henry, R-E like Robert Edward, and then the last two letters are? N like Nora?
Yeah.
Okay.
S.
S like Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. And her name is?
Hi.
What's your name? Herman?
No, Fernand.
Fernand. Gotcha. All right. You guys are in a nice, safe place, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. You guys stay there. Everything's going to be all right, okay? No, not at this time. We got kind of a mess going, as you can understand, and the information is really tight right now. So what we need you to do is to stay there, watch TV or whatever, just stay in the house, relax, and let us get back with you later, okay? All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, are you in the school or out? Okay. Who told you to call in?
I did.
Okay. Thank you.
And we have about 10 other 12. They're coming right now. We have about 12.
There's about 12 with you?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. That's all we need right now. Thanks.
My name is Steve Anderson, and I have a student in Columbine High School.
Okay. What we're doing, sir, is asking all the parents.
I've got four Columbine High School students in my house.
Okay, we're asking everyone to go to Leawood Elementary School.
What is that?
I want everybody to go to Leawood Elementary School.
Got it.
Parents and students alike, okay? Uh-huh. 911, what's your emergency?
I was watching the TV and they told me to call if I was a student at Columbine High School.
Okay. Do you know who is doing that?
No, I do not.
Okay. If you see any of the other students, you need to keep them away, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right?
All right?
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Michigan Radio Maintenance. This is Helen.
Hi, this is Materia with Dispatch.
Uh-huh.
I need all the event radios.
Uh-huh. I've got them charged.
I'm all signed up or ready to go.
I'm writing them up right now.
Okay, great. I'll get a cadet over to pick them up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Station Cindy. Hi, I'm trying to pay Steve Davis, please.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to pay Steve Davis.
He's down at the school right now.
Yes.
Yes.
The best way to get a message to him or someone else to help me?
Well, I can take your name and number and they can call you back.
Okay, I'm calling from Good Morning America.
B-R-I-T-T. Okay.
Looking to put a request in for someone to join us for the sheriff's office tomorrow morning live.
Oh, man. Can I just have a number where they can call you?
Yeah, absolutely. 212-456-0633.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Jefferson County 911.
I'm a kid at Columbine High School, and they told me to call this, and we're watching it from home or wherever.
Okay, you're at home now?
I'm at my friend's house.
You're at your friend's house?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you safe where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad, his home, his parents are right now.
Okay, I want everybody to relocate to Leawood Elementary School. Can you go to Leawood Elementary School? Get a hold of his parents?
I don't.
Is there any way of reaching his parents?
Yeah.
Okay, they're talking. I can call him?
No, my friend's about to call him.
Okay. If you can, go to Leawood Elementary School. Otherwise, just stay at the house, okay? All righty. Bye. Just can't share something.
Yeah, we're Columbine High School students, and we just saw on...
You guys away from the building, okay?
Yes.
Great, that's what we need to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just can't share... 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I'm running here. I'm supposed to call in. I'm doing the call by.
Okay. What you need to do, I don't know why they told you to call in, because we're receiving multiple calls now. If you see any other students, you need to keep them away from the school, okay?
Okay.
All right, and, you know, if your parents don't know that you're okay, call them, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, how's it going now,
Aaron?
How's it, Aaron? How's it doing?
Elementary, and they are trained to help.
So if you feel like you need... Okay. You just stay put then, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk to the other one?
No. Okay.
No.
Okay?
You
guys stay put. Thank
you. Uh-huh. Bye.
Control.
Hey, Pat, do we have a cadet running around?
He's actually over at the academy in training.
Okay.
He's working with training. I have not even pulled anybody out of there yet.
Okay.
Okay?
Is he over here in training?
No, they're at the other building that they call the... Oh, yeah, guys are over there.
Okay.
Forgot.
Thank
yeah,
God.
He's downstairs.
Good.
Okay, bye.
Just get Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I'm a student at Carmine High School. I was
awesome
to call and let you know that I'm okay.
Okay, and your name?
Stephanie Williams.
Okay, Stephanie, I'm glad you're home and okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you know how many people there are?
I don't. I was at school today. I go to Dakota Ridge High School. We had prom the same week, last weekend, the same with Columbine.
Okay.
There were rumors that stuff was going to go down as far as fights.
There were rumors that stuff was going to go down?
Yeah, and I didn't realize something could be this big, but I heard some rumors of, you know.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Joshua Rose.
And what's your phone number?
303-933-4236.
Okay.
I'm right across the street from Summit Park.
Okay. What's the address you're at right now?
I'm at home. I'm at 6575 South Dudley Way.
Okay.
Littleton, Colorado.
Okay. Someone may be contacting you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Have they heard any more shots lately, Darren? Huh?
pressure over the other wounds, not over the one over the mouth.
Okay, Aaron, because the bleeding has been stopped on all the other wounds. The bleeding has been stopped on all the other wounds.
Okay. Monitor his airway, continue what you're doing, let me know if it gets worse.